This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so let's talk a little bit more about the NFL and a guy that really knew John Dorsey. Like, we were getting all kinds of great information, especially when the transition was happening, from Therese Paylor, who's now with Yahoo Sports, NFL reporter. And Therese joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How are you doing?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
Good. Always appreciate talking to you. All right, so first, let's just let's come back here a little bit and talk about the Browns in general. When we look back at last week, we spend a lot of time saying, was it the chicken or the egg when it comes to what happened with the Browns and why didn't they win? Was it the offensive line? Was it Baker Mayfield? What do you think caused most of the offensive problems that we witnessed on Sunday against Tennessee?
Yeah, so it's not like a sexy answer, right? I'm not really about that. Like, I'm about telling you what the truth is. So I went back and watched the 22, the all 22 of the loss to the Titans. And honestly, it's a marriage of both. It just is. There were a lot of occasions where the offensive line, particularly on the edge, you know, Justin McCray, Chris Hubbard, these guys got beat to the edge, got beat on the edge, and it created pressure. But you know what? There were also other times where Baker Mayfield's got to get the ball out. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, football is never really black and white, especially when it comes to things that are happening on the field, because the talent is so even across the league every Sunday, it's a shade of gray, and that's the case. So please know that the Browns have spent this week, you know, focusing on, hey, look, Baker, you know, ball's got to come out by this point, and then, you know, don't drift back too far so you get off your spot and give these ends a better chance to a better angle to rush you at. You know, you got to stay in the pocket to give your tackle the chance. And then talking to the tackle, they got to keep their outside shoulders protected, you know, because they're getting beat to the outside entirely too much. So I think the good news is that when Baker did have time, he looked great. You know, he's got a great arm. He sees the field. He's a really talented quarterback. But there's concern about, you know, the protection he's getting, because I think he'll get the ball out sooner. I'm not worried about him. It's up to this line to step up and start protecting them like they did at the end of last year when he wasn't sacked in five of the last seven games.
Do you think there was just frustration on his part that things weren't going well and he didn't stay with the program?
I don't know. Like, I don't know why, why that happened. You know, sometimes guys try to do a little too much. They had a hard time sustaining drives. And Baker's a big play guy. He wants to make the big play. And you did kind of see it devolve a little bit as the game went on. Because early on, before they hit adversity, he was throwing some lasers. There were some darts being delivered. But then they started getting down more and more. They struggled to sustain. Greg Robinson foolishly got kicked out, right? And then things started to devolve. So, you know, this happens sometimes with young quarterbacks. Again, I really wouldn't worry about it. I'm 100% in on Baker. I believe in him. I think he's a great talent. But on a week-to-week basis with young quarterbacks, there's things they got to improve at. And, you know, I expect him to make those improvements. But I also think the offensive line has to make those improvements with them for this offense to live up to what they're capable of doing.
Therese, Monday night's game against the Jets has all the makings of an after-school fight. When you look at what's been said between Greg Williams and Odell Beckham Jr. You know, Odell Beckham Jr., you know, dirty hits, cheap shots coming from Greg Williams. Guys, now today Greg is saying, I don't coach that. I don't know anything about that. What are your thoughts on the off-the-field drama?
I think Greg Williams is a guy we saw on Hard Knocks. Like, he coaches hard-nosed football. He's got a reputation because of Bounty Gate. Yeah, at the end of the day, when you reach his age and you've coached in the league for a long time, you get a reputation. There are a lot of players that get to understand who you are, that have played against you, that have played for you. And your reputation is your reputation. You know, Odell Beckham feels a certain way about him. I don't know, you know, what the truth is. But, you know, I think that in a weird kind of way, like this kind of talk, this kind of, this kind of controversy is interesting, right? Like, it brings more eyeballs to the game. I'm sure there will be more people watching this game because of this little rivalry than before. So kind of in the grand scheme of things, I don't hate it. Like, I think, you know, drama is good for the game of football. And I think the game between the Browns and Jets is going to be very, very interesting.
Browns, I think, moved up to be a six-point favorite. Is that what you heard, Dan? Six-point favorite. What about how much difference will it make not having Darnold in the game?
That's a big loss, because there's a big difference between Darnold and the next guy. Even though he's only been in the league, you know, he's entering his second season. You know, you downgrade pretty significantly to Trevor Siemian. So, look, the Browns. I believe the Browns are winning that game. Right? They're an angry football team after getting run over at home in the season opener. They are a better football team than the Jets. You know, they should come out there and beat that team pretty handily, because there's a big difference between Darnold and Trevor Siemian.
Should Browns fans be a little worried or very worried if they can't win this game, knowing how beat up the Jets are?
Yeah, I'm not going to sugarcoat that for you. I think this is a team. This is a game they got to have. You know, 18 penalty flags in week one is completely unacceptable. The pass blocking issues, completely unacceptable. The passing issues they had, you can't have it. This is a team they can beat, right? They can beat the New York Jets. I think if you lose to the Jets, you know, there are going to be some alarm bells sounding. And then you're going to start hearing the bickering. And, you know, with all the personality on that team, which is real, you know, this was a team that needed to get off to a good start. So, yeah, you're right. This is an important week for those guys to get back on the right track against an opponent that they're simply more talented than.
Hey, what was more surprising in the AFC North, where what happened to Pittsburgh, a 30-point loss to New England, and Baltimore showing that they can put points up on the board no matter who the quarterback is?
Yeah, the Steelers. The Steelers getting destroyed by New England in week one was pretty surprising to me. That was the team I liked the most after doing my camp tour. I visited all those teams. That was the team I liked the most coming out of that division, and then just for them to have nothing for the Patriots on Sunday night and season opener was disappointing, to say the least. Baltimore, I'm not surprised. I'm a believer in Lamar Jackson. I like Lamar Jackson. And they also played a team that might go 1-15. So, you know, I get that. I understand
that. Yeah,
the Steelers better pick it up and fast.
What do you think John Dorsey's thinking about his offensive line right now, though? Going back to the first question.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's not happy with how they perform, but he believes in his guys. He put this team together. John's a good evaluator of talent. Like, he knows what talent is. He knows what he sees and what he's doing. So, you know, I'm sure that, you know, as long as they get an adequate performance, they'll win nine games or whatever. But no matter what, you know, the offensive tackle situation, the offensive line, he's going to address it this offseason, I'm sure.
All right, Trez, last question for you. Should you wear your watch while you're playing during a game? Last question for you.
I'd be curious to know why this is like a thing. Like, who cares? Like, play football, right? Like, I don't care what players wear. I don't care, you know, what kind of swag they have on. Like, if I'm a Browns fan, I care less about that and more about him and Baker being on the same page and the passing game living up to its immense potential. Like, I would not care at all about whether or not he's wearing a watch.
Therese, I wish we gave away gifts on the show, because if we did, we'd send you a watch. I just want you to know that.
I would take the watch, too. And that's a Richard Mille. It's a hell of a watch. You know, I take the watch now. Can we just be like, it's a Richard Mille watch. Like, it's got a lot of swag, right? Like, it's pretty cool.
It is, if you have any idea what it is.
One way or another.
Man, when you wear, like, ground Jordans like I do, and you're an old man and you're over 50 and you're, like, trying to figure out what Zanza belt pants are, that means nothing. Nothing. Yeah, I don't know what those things mean.
That's hilarious. But you know what you do know is whether or not the offense looks right, right?
That's right.
You know, I get all this stuff is interesting to people, but, you know, at the end of the day, the Browns got bigger problems than Odell Beckham's watch. I actually wrote about that on Yahoo.com, and if you guys wanted to, like, read more of my thoughts on it. I did a film breakdown on it at Yahoo, so you can check it. It's actually on the front page of Yahoo right now, so I hope your readers
check that out. And your game notes are great. So just to make it clear, as being a guest of Baskin and Phelps with Les Levine here today, you get a complimentary fake watch and ground Jordans.
Great. I'll give you my address when I get off the phone.
All right. Hang on the line. Goodbye, Therese.
Thanks, Therese.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Therese Fahler.
Our clock says Sports. We have to move on.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.